pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think
movie
about.
That was possibly robbed of Oscar and Golden Globe celebration is First Reformed. This is Paul Schrader, and that's the writer-director of Taxi Driver. He's got a new movie out, new in that it came out in 2018, but it's got Ethan Hawke and Amanda Seyfried. Just a incredible acting performance by Ethan Hawke. Dark and sticks with you, maybe the best acting of 2018, certainly in the conversation. Sort of a surprise that it wasn't celebrated with a nomination at the Oscars. Hawke has been overlooked by the Academy. This is the kind of film that would have made a lot of sense to nominate him for. He plays a pastor of a church in upstate New York who uncovers an environmental terrorist and then has to come to grips with whether or not he himself sort of believes that the righteous thing to do would be to sort of blow up a multinational corporation that's polluting the earth. That conflict in himself, his personal life, he had joined the church after his son had been killed in Iraq. Just a very haunting, dark movie with a lot of incredible acting. And then in the ending, spoiler alert, he struggles in the movie to capture his sort of existential angst. So in that way, he reminds one of the protagonists in Miguel de Unamuno's short stories in Spain, and perhaps the character of Doc in Cannery Row, but the person who's the caretaker of a village who themselves is in need of caretaking is a literary trope that has always been effective in its ability to convey gravity. And Hawke is no slouch. He absolutely ingratiates himself into this part that it will stick with you as much as Christian Bale's performance in The Machinist. Worth seeing if you love great acting. Hard to step away from. Reminds one of Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness in its horror. Perhaps a little Arthur Miller Crucible put in there. So yes, that's a lot of references to classics, because this is a classic performance by Ethan Hawke.